Hello, lovely, she calls out. Give us one of your smiles and you can have a sip of this. I gurn at her and she passes me the can. I gulp the cider down and hand it back. She's too drunk to notice it's empty. She sits down, so close she's practically on my lap. Get off, you great lummox, I say affectionately. Actually, she's light as a feather. Frida shifts over, her musty smell all too evident. Where are we going tonight? She asks. The Maldives? Too fucking nice for the likes of us. Language, she says. Paris, then. Too French. You are a silly bugger. I like Paris. You've been there? In the old days? She quietens down, rocking back and forth. Her eyes glaze over. People stream past, pretending not to look. They feel less sorry for you if you have company. She lays her head on my shoulder and is soon snoring. Make your girlfriend shut up, says a man in a smart woolen coat. It's bad enough having to look at you people. I do the usual beggar's trick of staring at the ground. The man gobs, but his phlegm lands on the pavement and froths harmlessly in front of us. Frida snorts and wakes up, sees the gob and the bloke standing there. Fuck off, she shouts.